broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Ah, good morning. We're officially under a heat warning.
Yeah.
Which is the kind of warning I want to be under.
Yeah.
Give me that hotness.
It is pretty hot in the city. 17 degrees this morning. You know what? I just want to tell you. I woke up this morning and I opened my car door and there was pasta everywhere. Did the pasta get out of the container or was my car broken into? I'll let you decide.
Okay.
Or were you sleep eating again in your car?
That could have been it too. But you know what? It wasn't actually that bad. I just had to clean it up and wipe it down, and then it was fine.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. And nothing was gone, right?
Nothing was gone. Yeah. It was my own fault. I mean, my car is supposed to auto-lock, and I usually lock it when I leave it in my driveway. Don't know what happened. Neither of those things kicked in, and somebody obviously is like, well, his car's unlocked. Yeah. There's an invitation. So the car's fine.
That's what you get for having a truck.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
It said break into me.
Yeah. You drew too much attention to yourself. That's the problem.
A truck in the city? Let's get it.
Damn. Yeah. Exactly. So let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Speaking of frustrating days, yesterday I had to FaceTime my dad and teach him how to log into my Crave account.
Oh.
And it was funny because he'd be like, I don't know how to do it. So he would like have the phone pointed at his face while describing what was on the screen instead of just hitting the button to flip it over.
Oh.
I had to explain to him. But it was his birthday yesterday, so I couldn't get mad.
Right.
That's the trick.
So you gave him your Crave account.
Yeah, so I gave my dad.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Look at this guy.
Your free Crave account.
Your Crave account.
Jax?
We are officially under heat warning, and not only should you know, drink lots of water, make sure that folks who don't have access to water around the city, maybe help them out, but it's also boob sweat season, guys.
No.
I don't know if you know anything about this, but
do I?
We are officially in it. So ladies, take care of yourselves today. It's going to be a rough one.
And gents too, we have boobs as well.
That's
Thank you very
true,
much.
That's true. I mean, not you. I don't know what to say now. Go ahead.
Are you calling me flat?
Hey. No.
Wow. Jesse, can you believe her?
I just want to say that Tuesday is my favorite because at 8 a.m. we have Ghosted.
Hey! Yay! Brand new one today.
Brand new. Ghosted. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Oh. Always excited.
Yeah.
It's always a good time on Ghosted. Now, in a couple of songs at 6:08, social distancing circles. You might need to get used to those. We'll tell you what they are and how they work. Right now, The Weeknd. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Social distancing circles. That's the new thing that we're looking at.
Yeah.
New York and San Francisco have tried this, and essentially, it is a circle in the park that you can sit in.
Love it. It's like kindergarten all over again.
It basically, you know what? Exactly.
Remember when the teacher would try? Yeah, they would make you sit in the hula hoops so that they wouldn't lose you.
It didn't feel that sad then, though.
Yeah, it did not feel sad. It was exciting. We were outside during gym class. It was great.
Yeah.
Social distancing circles are being strongly considered, John Tory said. So basically, there's going to be a review on this, and they want to try this first at Trinity Bell Woods Park in response to what happened this weekend.
Crazy how that works, eh?
No, we talked about it yesterday, and essentially, of course, because it's the city, they have to form a committee to do this.
Yeah.
But what they have found in parks in, like, San Francisco and Brooklyn specifically is it's kind of like everybody's all nicely organized and neatly packed, and you have enough space, and then you have kind of walkways to get in and out. But if you don't have a circle available to you, then you will not get a circle.
Sorry,
you cannot hang out there.
No circle for you.
Do you think we can handle this?
I think we can handle this, sure.
Do you think that we handled this well on Saturday?
Well, no, I think that's obvious, but I also think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
If you thought that there were not going to be screw-ups along the way, come on. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
and of course it was going to happen at Christie Pitts, Trinity Bellwood, one of the big parks, right?
I know.
I
don't know if the circles are going to hold us back.
100%.
I think this is better than doing nothing, too, right?
Yeah. I think they will.
I think it'll hopefully push us in the right direction. I just don't know if, the circles are there, guys. I don't know if we should break the law.
The painted circle boundary on the grass is going to stop people from doing
things
wrong.
I've spent enough time at Bellwoods that I feel like people aren't going to listen.
They're
going
to stick it to the man.
Yeah.
The part I'm kind of interested in, though, is okay, so you get the circle.
Yeah.
And the circle's 6 feet away from the next circle on all sides. But, like, how many people can you fit in the circle? And is that allowed? Or is it just one person in the circle?
No.
And that's the part that I'm like a little bit worried about. It's like, oh, is there two people in the circle? Is there four people in a circle? Can you fit that? Like, is there a limit per circle?
You know what? Sorry, I just had a brainstorm. You know what they should do? At Queen's Park, they should paint those circles in the lawn so the protesters frig off. That's like they won't want to like listen to it. They'll be like, oh, no, I'm going to protest the circles. And then they won't be seen.
They're the worst.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. We have faith. We'll all hang out in our circles until this is over.
Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What will the gym look like after COVID?
I didn't know what it looked like before COVID.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing. For a lot of people, it's like, oh, that's a non-factor for me. But then you've got that friend's like, oh, my God, I miss working out. And then they're doing their Instagram videos where it's like, guys, I'm working out from home. I'm doing push-ups. I'm doing sit-ups. I got the exercise ball that I ordered off Amazon, and it was here the next day because I have a Prime membership.
That was a charming idea back in April, wasn't it?
Yeah. Cute.
It was charming. I saw there's actually some guy at a park near my house, and I fully respect him for this. He has those rings that you work out with or whatever. So he just brings him to the baseball diamond and just hangs off the thing and does his things, and he's in incredible shape. And you're like, well, I mean, listen, good for you, right? I can't get mad at that. You know, the guy's out there just ripping it up. Good for him.
I'm walking.
I bet his Tinder is on fire.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm just doing a lot of walks with the dogs. Now, this is what they say to expect at gyms. Expect shorter hours, temperature checks when you walk in, and pre-scheduled workout slots, meaning you're going to have to book it like a restaurant reservation.
What?
Whoa. This is on top of the other stuff they mentioned the other week about having like plexiglass in between people, and mentioned the temperature checks, but like they're going to do hospital grade cleaning and change rooms, that type of stuff.
That's right. And with things like SoulCycle, they're going to require gloves for staff. They're going to close their showers, so you got to shower at home. And they're going to cap the number of available bikes per class to ensure that nobody's sweating on each other.
Yeah.
And then big box gyms, kind of like Good Life. They will have hospital-grade cleaner to clean the entire gym, and they promise to enact touch-free and pre-order smoothies and things like that so you can actually get something to eat afterwards.
So those are big box gyms. We know how those are going to go. Jax, you are a member of what we like to call a cult gym. Much smaller.
You don't
much
have
more
to
passionate.
Be jealous. Yeah.
What do you think they're going to do?
It's a community, TJ. Yeah.
It is. It's a family. I don't know what it's going to look like because like there's multiple rooms and like there's not a like it's not a huge group that goes there, but it's like 15-20 people per class, but it's boxing, right?
Oh, so small cult.
A lot of it's just a tiny cult. It's a lot of boxing, so there's a lot of sweating. So I have no idea what it's going to look like.
I think you could socially isolate the like you could push the bags for
and
their
you
part.
Can stagger the bags and stuff. I just want them to open soon.
Plus maybe then like after you guys are done working out, the cult can clean up the gym for the rest of the cult.
Wow. What happens to your community. Workout routine, huh? Remember that? Get out of here, TJ.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? The only thing I have a problem with this is shorter hours, because shorter hours means more people in the same gym at the same time. You know what I mean? I don't understand why people are shortening their hours.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Another day, and Taylor Swift is at war again.
Yay!
She's keeping busy, isn't she?
In this particular case, you can understand it. And it's an ongoing thing that she's got with Scooter Braun. So there's a new episode of Killing Eve that aired a couple nights ago. And Taylor Swift fans were pumped because Look What You Made Me Do was on it. By the way, Killing Eve is one of those shows that you keep seeing promos for.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know anybody that watches it, but like, I've heard it's amazing.
I have a couple friends who watch it. I don't know many details, but they say it's incredible.
Yeah. But it's, like, really, really good.
You know those shows that take, like, 3 seasons for you to get into?
Yes.
Before you finally go, like, okay, I'm going to try that?
Yeah.
That sounds like Killing Eve.
Building momentum.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't Swift's original version of the song. And that's the interesting part. Instead, the track was performed by a band called Jack Leopards and the Dolphin Club. And you might be saying, who?
Or what? If you're a hipster, you're like, oh,
I've heard of them. I have five of their albums. No.
Let's go to Bellwoods again.
So Taylor Swift shared a snippet of the song, and she said she was very stoked, and fans think she was actually involved in the recording. The cover is the first and only known song of the Jack Leopards and Dolphin Club. And fans believe the vocals were sung by Swift's brother, Austin.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Because he once named his Twitter account the Dolphin Club. Mm. Now, additionally, and this is honestly, like, Taylor Swift fans are so... She loves puzzles. She loves making puzzles. Yeah. And her fans love solving
them. She always puts little Easter eggs everywhere.
He once named his Twitter account the Dolphin Club. Additionally, the song's credited producers are Jack Antonoff. Mm-hmm. And somebody named Nils Sjoberg.
Okay.
Now, Nils Schoschberg is the guy that was also listed on Calvin Harris and Rihanna's song that ended up just being Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Which I believe, I forget, what was that bloody song called? I keep forgetting it. Sorry?
This is what you came for.
This is what you came for. So when you hear This Is What You Came For from Rihanna and Calvin Harris, it's actually Taylor Swift singing the chorus.
Yeah.
And they switched her voice to make it sound a little more like Rihanna. But it's not actually Rihanna singing. She sings the verses.
I didn't know this.
Taylor actually.
What?
And you can hear
that part.
Here. I'm going to pull it up.
What?
Yeah, that's Taylor Swift.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yep. And then
you guys are frigging with me.
No, I swear. Really? And then her and Calvin Harris got into like a weird thing about it.
It's
when
Taylor
they broke
Swift
up.
Singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, no watch. Way. Here. So, okay, I'm going to play.
I love the internet. So here, I didn't know this.
I'm going to play this here.
Okay.
If it'll let me.
New music.
Right, Toronto's number one. Not new music, but. That's Taylor Swift.
Stop it.
Yeah. So if we bring it back down here, I'm going to just scroll back here.
What?
Rihanna. This is all Rihanna. Taylor. Yeah.
I just got chills. I had no idea. So, and now I can hear it.
Yeah. So when that song was written, Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris were dating. She helped him write it in like the kitchen or something.
What?
And then she recorded like a demo track with it. He used her voice in it. And Rihanna's, whose voice is a little bit deeper. Yeah. This is Rihanna. Right?
Oh, I love Rihanna.
So he was able to find both sides. But now what's interesting about that is Nils Schoschberg is the alias she used for writing this song as
what
well.
What is going on?
I know.
What?
Anyway, this is so the reason that she apparently keeps using this guy in Jack and the Dolphin Club or whatever is that she is because of her old label, which owns the rights to the song, won't receive any royalties for it because Taylor Swift is not officially involved in that song from Killing Eve. So if you go back to the beginning of the story, Look What You Made Me Do, she's not officially involved. Therefore, Big Machine does not get a cut of it.
This is you guys are blowing my
There's
mind
layers
right now. What the hell?
Because even the song being Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah.
And what she had to do. In
TA,
order
stop
to,
it.
It's
stop
just,
it.
It's great.
Good for her.
What is going on?
It's mind-bending.
I need a drink.
Seriously.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is pushing back, upping the gathering numbers past 5. Doug Ford announced yesterday in the presser that some parts of the reopening the province may go a little slower than initially planned, at least when it comes to people being able to hang out with groups of loved ones again. Health Minister Christine Elliott says that they are reluctant to up the gathering allowance because new case counts are not dropping as much as they had hoped. We're hovering above 400 a day right now, so that's not good. Speaking of which, is the rise in COVID cases because of your mom?
Where's this going, TJ?
Yeah, is this a your mom joke?
Yeah.
No, it's not your mom joke. Ontario's top doctors have maintained that since case numbers have started spiking last week, that the increase is not related to the lifting of some of the restrictions under stage one of the province's reopening plan, as some people have speculated. Mother's Day, however, was like 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
And they're suggesting that people gathering on Mother's Day, you know, going to go see your mom, wish her happy Mother's Day, etc., could be responsible for the uptick in new cases.
Wow.
Translation, thanks a lot, Mom.
Wow. I'm just going to text my mom right now and be like, this is your fault. And not give any context.
Don't do that.
No context to it.
Yeah, I can't talk to you today.
Knowing your mom, she'll just text you back and say, love you, honey.
Great job. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Have a good show, but not a great one. People are claiming to have spotted murder hornets in Ontario.
Stop it.
I'm sure at this point you've seen the videos all over Facebook that the murder hornet has made its way to North America. There are a couple posts floating around the last couple days out of Niagara Falls of people claiming that not only have they spotted murder hornets, but some have even claimed that they caught them. Mm. They said, do I call 911? What do I do? There's one post that says, this is a murder hornet. My mom found it while gardening this morning. I live in Niagara Falls, and they are here. And then they attached a video of a hornet buzzing in a jar. Now, insect experts, or as I like to call them, insexperts, saw the video and have essentially told people to chill out because those are just standard European hornets, not the 5-centimeter-long murder hornets that you see on Facebook. I, for one, am personally shocked that someone had to disprove news from Facebook.
Hmm.
Between this and me not having 6 people allowed in my backyard, like, do you have any good news for me today,
yeah.
TJ?
Do you have anything?
I just choked on coffee. Does that?
That'll do. Hold on. That'll do.
Here, just let him choke. Do nothing.
Oh no! Don't turn the music down for that.
No, let everybody hear it. The people need to know.
So, what will the third story be?
Those are all.
Oh, that was the third story. Yeah. Okay.
You want me to make something up?
No, no, it's
cool. Hey, guys, it's National Hug Day. Can't do that either.
I've got good news.
TJ.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Evive Smoothies. So here's the deal.
Evive.
Okay, Evive. Sorry, whatever. Basically, we're going to give you free smoothies at 9 o'clock. All right? Get your pickup lines ready because you're going to have to be smooth for a smoothie. Stories. So here's four of them, and the first one I'm going to tell you right now is that Toronto, just the weather, it's the good news. Yeah. 36 degrees today is what it's apparently going to feel like. Okay. We are under a heat advisory. Now, it was supposed to rain today and yesterday and tomorrow. Now they're pushing that towards Thursday and Friday this week. They're saying, So my conspiracy theory is it's not going to rain at all.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be sunny and beautiful the rest of the week. We do know that tomorrow will also be 30 degrees, Thursday 28, damn, Friday 23. And then Saturday, interestingly, they're saying at this point is going to be 19.
It's basically winter.
You know, it might actually be a nice break, though. Like, yeah. The humidity is going to be off the charts. That's my good news story. TJ, what's yours?
Guys, shout out the prophet Cardi B, who says the lead single of her upcoming album is coming out real soon.
Mm.
So back in March, she revealed that the lead single of her upcoming album was delayed due to the coronavirus.
Right, yes.
And then she went on Instagram Live the other day and said, my single's coming when I lose weight. Never. And then she said, no, it's coming real soon. And she says, we're going to love it. And the rumor is it's called Respect because a piece of it leaked at a strip club a few months ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
That's awesome.
So anyway. New music from Cardi B is on the way, and that's my good news.
Producer Jesse.
Beginning in early June, which is next week already, the Toronto Public Library will begin curbside pickup. So you can go to the website, you can pick out a book, and then they'll have it ready for you curbside. And Adam, I know you hate books. You enjoy paper. This is a great thing coming back to the city.
I like audiobooks because I'm dyslexic, okay?
You are not dyslexic.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I did. This is awkward.
Yes, I actually am.
Oh, I've known for 7 years and I didn't know this.
Well, I don't exactly go, hi, I'm Adam. I'm dyslexic.
You should, though, apparently.
Should I need to put that on my
we'll put it on the bio
resume
on the website.
Okay, yeah. Hey, guys, does Jax feel guilty right now?
It's okay. Tell her it's okay.
Jax, it's fine. Yeah, who cares? It's okay. Like, how would you know that?
I care.
You're such a pure heart.
Jax, no one is upset. Don't worry about it.
Someone on their text line is.
Jax, what's your good news story?
Well, guys, the world's most endangered primate population has tripled after 17 years of careful conservation.
17 years. That's about as long as you've been dyslexic.
Yeah.
Stop it. That's not funny. No, but obviously, like, a lot of endangered animals have been having a rough time. But thank you to the world right now and the kind of stillness that we're having. A lot of endangered primates, especially, are doing really, really, really well, thriving and repopulating.
That's great. Well, listen, you know, repopulating is a lot of fun. So I've heard.
Adam.
What?
I still feel guilty. But you know what? We're going to play a song and we're going to move on.
Right.
Let me tell you that.
So, Jax, what's the song?
Well, guys, it may be hot out today, but it's going to be hotter in this room and in your car, wherever you're listening to this, because we're going back to the early 2000s, where chaperones were close, but in a dark gymnasium at your high school, they couldn't see you. And you were grinding with your crush.
I love it.
You were grinding against a wall.
What's the song name?
It's Next, Too Close.
Now, if you're dyslexic, that's close,
stop
too.
I'm not here.
Oh, it's Virgin Radio, baby.
Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you had to turn down your friends because they wanted to get together, maybe your family or whatever? It's like, you know what? If we just cheat a little bit. And it's like, you know, just make it happen and we can get together and maybe even share a hug.
I don't think I have.
No,
I'm wondering if I'm the friend that they've, now I'm starting to think that maybe people don't really want to see me.
Mm-hmm. Really early on, like in the last week of March, somebody asked me to go on a date And I was
what was that date going to... That was the height of the pandemic.
Like, you want to get together? Like, I think that it wasn't a walk. The restaurants weren't open at that point. But I think they just, like, want to go for, like, a walk and hang. And I was like, things are really bad right now. I don't think that we should ever do that right now.
So
like,
did you...
Terrible idea.
Is that one of those people you lost touch with then? Because I know there's a lot of people that matched on Tinder and then they talk later.
No, we aren't talking. And I was like, I'll get in touch next week. It's been 2 months.
Oops. A person's probably listening right now going, damn it. Blew it.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So here's the thing. It's a tough conversation.
Yes.
Right? When you have to, when you actually have to say no to people, first off, a lot of us struggle with the word no.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is you say yes to something you don't want to do, and then you're grumpy the whole damn time.
Yeah.
So just say no. It's a lot easier.
No means no.
However, it does. Exactly. Thank you.
Ricky J.
We want to know the story about how you turned somebody down, what they wanted you to do. Like maybe you were invited to Trinity Bellwoods on Saturday.
Oh,
and for some reason you said no, and then you looked at the video and said, ha, I made the right choice.
I was correct.
Right. I was correct in that. I mean, listen, let's be honest. I think the people at Trinity Bellwoods had a really good time.
It looks as though they did.
Yeah, like if you didn't go to Trinity Bellwoods, you probably didn't have as good of a time. It's just not good at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So here's, so again, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Let me say this. I was not strong enough. Did you break
it?
I did. Yeah, I
did.
Well, okay, so here's the issue, right? So I have a very young daughter, and when her grandparents want to see her, it's like, well, like they haven't seen her in months, right?
Yeah.
And she's growing so quickly. Yeah. You know, it's different if they're like 5 or 6, because 3 months is 3 months.
Yeah.
They grow a little bit, but it's not like... Right now, you're going from, like, crawling, like bum scooching to crawling, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's major steps that are happening. Now, we kept our social distance, so don't get worried about that or worked up about that. But we may have visited.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. I know that everybody under 30 is getting in trouble, but the 55-plus crowd is the real problem.
They're out of
control. I've got us. Nanny's got to see her granddaughter.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
out of
no.
Control.
What do you mean you're not coming over to see me? Yeah, it's wild. My mom, like, if I was back in Nova Scotia, she'd be luring me in.
She would.
Bad. Yeah,
what would fishing rod be?
Come on over. I got some cheese whiz and toast.
I knew it was going to be food.
Yeah.
It's always cheese
always food.
Whiz and toast.
I love cheese whiz.
And you'd be there.
She knows.
You'd be
she
like,
knows what it takes.
I'm weak.
Damn, now I know how to get you to come over. Cheese whiz and toast. 99.9 Virgin Radio. Hit us up at 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. It's okay if you cheated a little bit. It's the weekend.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So one of the things about COVID that's really tough is telling your friends, no, I still can't get together.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable. Now, there are some people that are okay. Like, listen, it's under 5 people. Let's do it. There are some people. Let's just be straight about that.
Yeah.
Everybody's cheated a little. Come on. But, for the most part, it's like you got to tell people, listen, I'm not ready. I can't do this, especially if you work in the health field. TJ, what are the texts saying about somebody having to turn somebody else down to hang out during COVID?
This one from the 416. I was actually asked to go to Trinity Bellwoods this weekend by a few buddies.
Uh-oh.
And I said no. Because honestly, I was just really hungover.
Oh!
So you'd have been there otherwise.
Thank God I did, or I'd be getting shamed publicly right now, like my friends. Another one from the 647. A lot of my friends have been asking to drop off care packages of snacks or baked goods, and I just said no. I don't even want to risk those germs.
I was dropping off cookies at the beginning, and then I realized that I probably shouldn't be doing that.
You should drop off cookies.
I didn't get any of those cookies. Another text from the 289. A buddy of mine has asked me to come over to listen to his new album that he made during the pandemic.
Ooh.
I keep telling him, no, just email it to me.
Yeah.
He got upset and said, you need to hear it in person so that way you can hear it the way it was meant to be written.
He's lonely. He's lonely.
At least he's like, oh, I didn't want it to get leaked. We got Nira on the phone. Nira, what's up?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So you had to have an awkward conversation with a friend who invited you out to something that you shouldn't be at, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what? Explain the story.
So I was asked by a really good friend of mine. We've been friends since we were kids. And she said, she asked me if I would go with her to Ottawa so she could see her boyfriend, if I would drive with her.
What?
Okay.
All right. So there's a few issues with this story. The first one is, can't she drive on her own?
Yes.
Okay, so she can.
What?
Second is, what are you supposed to do when they when you get there and their hormones are raging? Like, are you supposed to just sit outside
all
night?
Car with the AC on?
Yeah.
I am not entirely sure what the whole purpose was. Or was it just that she wanted some sense of security that she was doing the right thing? She wanted to basically hear a yes. And I wouldn't give it to her.
Oh, so she wanted you to agree to this trip so that she didn't feel guilty about doing what she was going to do anyway.
Oh. Right. Because she's like, oh, my mom said no and everybody said no, but you work in healthcare. So if you say yes, then it must be
she
okay.
She wants to hang out in a car for 5 hours.
Come to Ottawa with me and sit in the car while I have sex with my boyfriend. Yeah. That's the right thing to do.
I'm like, no, I work with immunocompromised patients.
Yeah,
I can't
COVID.
She's like, yeah, but I haven't been laid in weeks.
Mira, you are doing the right thing, honey. Just stay safe, okay?
Jess, can I just say that you're the sweetest person ever? I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. I'll drive to Ottawa with you, Mira. Bye. Have a good day,
honey. Take care, guys. Have a good day.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford has told the people who went to Trinity Bellwoods this weekend to get tested for COVID-19. Buckle up, friends. This story is a roller coaster. He said, I'm disappointed to say the least with everyone that showed up to Trinity Bellwoods on Saturday. Why don't you do us all a favor and go get tested now? Go to a local hospital or assessment center and get tested. That was Premier Doug Ford. And then the province's Associate Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Barbara Yate, says that, in fact, people should not go get tested, but instead wear masks, watch out for symptoms, and avoid vulnerable people. Translation, who knows what to do? But here's what might happen from the Trinity Bellwoods thing, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Toronto Parks could be getting safe distancing circles like parks in New York and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like Trinity Bellwoods could be the pilot project for this, according to CP24. It's a good idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Also, I believe that Ontario's a little bit low in the tests that they should be doing per day. So I think Doug Ford's going to be like, just everybody go get a test.
Yeah. They said they want to be around 20,000 tests per day. And I believe the last estimate is they're like 12,000, 13,000, something like that.
And that the thing is, if you want to reopen, you have to test and test and test and test and test. That's where we need to be at. So we need to get more tests out there.
The other week, we were talking about Elon Musk and Grimes. They had a baby, and everybody was talking about the baby's name, which is a bunch of letters that say X-A-12. And then, obviously, the baby's last name is Musk, which it was a very bizarre name. But they found out it was illegal in California, as names can only use the 26 alphabetical letters. So they slightly changed the name. It's still X-A-12 Musk. But the name is now spelled out X, the little A-E logo, A-X-I-I, which is the Roman numerals for the number 12 to try and get around it.
Yeah.
I would have gone with Brandon.
But
they could go with X-A-12 Musk.
How much is this kid going to be like? Like, imagine, okay, so he's got Elon Musk and Grimes, and they're both out there.
Yeah.
Very smart.
This is
going to
be the most normal kid. Like, this would just be like, yeah, can you guys just like leave me alone and just write Ash on this, all of his paperwork and this.
It's going to be Ash.
What did you name me this?
His rebellion is just being like, I wanted Blendin.
Toronto is in an official heat warning. So, you know, don't wear a jacket like I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Environment Canada issued the warning yesterday as temperatures went above 30 and felt closer to 40 with humidity. Today and tomorrow, it's going to feel like the mid-30s again. And then Thursday, when it's supposed to cool down a little bit, it's still going to feel like 25.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
The government is reminding you to stay hydrated as much as possible and stay in a cool place. Like, oh, I don't know, your house. Like you should be, because we're in quarantine. And that is what is trending, and I am TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Brand new Ghosted, because it is Tuesday morning. It is almost 8 o'clock, and I hope you're ready, because it's a good one.
It is.
Her name is Joanna. His name doesn't matter, but he did ghost her.
Can we just talk?
My heart radio station
is 99.9.
Virgin Radio. This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
19 degrees, it feels like 24, and it's going up to 31, where it will feel like 36 or 37 this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's exposed ankle seasons, friends.
It was a couple weeks ago, and now it's exposed everything season.
Well, maybe not everything.
You just in your privacy of your own home. Now, it's a an advisory, so that means be advised. I'm not really sure why they even bother putting those out. Like, can't they just say, "Hey, man, it's gonna be like super hot today or whatever"? Like, what's the advisory?
Be advised.
Here?
You have to be
this
advised.
This is why I read the weather on the show, boys.
What does it mean then, Jax?
Yeah, you haven't said weather advisory once, Jax.
I think there's been a heat warning in effect. And that is the proper language.
Is that different than advisory?
There is.
Is it a warning now? Because what I read was an advisory. Because there's levels here. It's very subtle. There's advisory and then there's warning.
You know
is
what?
There a warning or is there an advisory, Jax?
There was a warning yesterday, so I assumed that we were still in a warning, so maybe I'm wrong.
And what happens when you assume? You make a...
ass out of you and me.
That's
there's
right.
There's a heat warning in effect for the city of Toronto.
Oh!
So it sounds like, I say, our sweet Jacqueline was right.
That I'm calling out Daily Hive because they misled me. Now.
Don't trust the internet.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, not only is it going to be hot, it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
We're talking about the rain and that sort of thing. That was supposed to happen all week. Yeah, that's not even happening until Thursday. We'll see if it even happens at all because every day they change the forecast. But what we do have for you is a brand new ghost with our girl Joanna and her little puppy Pluto. That has something to do with it. 8:10. We'll play it for you.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
How long between going on a date with somebody and not hearing from them are you convinced that you're ghosted?
3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Okay, so that brings us to Joanna.
DJ.
Somewhere between there, I think, is the right answer. Yeah. Joanna, last week on Friday, you and your friend Katie went out for something. Can you explain what happened with this guy, Kevin, I believe his name is?
Yeah. So we went out on a double date. It was like a double blind date where it was me, Katie, her boyfriend, and then her boyfriend's friend, this guy named Kevin, who's been wanting me to go out with. So excited.
Okay.
And I live kind of near this baseball diamond that's really cool. So I was like, well, let's do a picnic out there. So Perfect. We did that. And it was really fun. Like for a few hours, we hung out and laughed. And I thought, you know, for two people just meeting for the first time, Kevin and I got along pretty well. So I was pretty excited.
Yeah.
We exchanged numbers even. And then he said he would text me. And then I just never heard from him. Like I said, it was really fun and I had a great time, so I wanted to know if you guys could work your magical things and maybe investigate a little bit, see what happens.
It's not magical.
You know, you guys had a picnic outside. Mm-hmm. It was pretty warm. You're sitting in the sun. Is there a chance?
What?
Maybe you forgot deodorant.
Oh, stop.
TJ, no.
Listen,
hey,
if they're truly the right person for you, they should love your smell.
That's right.
Yeah.
They should love your smell.
Within reason.
But honestly, so it wasn't just the two of you. Obviously, it was a double date. So, like, you probably would have got the heads up if you didn't have a... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, your buddies would have said...
that sticks out to you where you go, like, you know when you're in the shower later and you're like, I can't believe I said that. It's so awkward.
Yeah.
What, anything like that stick out?
I smell like a rose all the time.
Oh. So. Yeah, TJ. Okay. Okay.
Right. Noted. All right. I'll make a note of that.
But, my friend even said, my friend Katie, she was like, I thought you guys got along really well. I don't really know what happened. So,
weird.
I don't know. She was kind of a dead end. She's not a great friend.
Should we call her instead?
Yeah, we need to talk about her and her boyfriend and how they're not helping you out here.
Girls,
but you know what?
Supporting girls.
Here's the deal. We are going to call him next, and you're going to be listening in silently on the phone. Are you ready?
I love it.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Ghosting is always so strange because you feel like you're vibing with somebody, you feel like it's going really, really well, and then all of a sudden you don't hear from them. And that is frustrating, which is why we do this, which brings us to Joanna. And if we were to quickly recap Joanna's story, she and her best friend went on a double date. Her best friend's got a boyfriend, but hers was with a guy named Kevin, and that was a blind date, and things went well, right, Joanna?
Yeah, went really well. So I'm confused.
Because he did say he got your number. He did say he was going to message you.
That's right. We exchanged numbers. We had a nice picnic, and he just never reached out after that.
Have you checked your message requests on Instagram?
Oh, that's a good point.
I feel like she
has. Every girl knows to check everything.
That's right.
All right.
That's a fair point.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to call him, and we are going to have you listening in silently on the phone. And the question that I like to ask before we do this every time is, Are you sure you want the answer to this question? Because everybody says yes, and oftentimes afterwards they say, should have said no.
I have been bracing myself for the past couple of weeks for the worst possible scenario, so I feel good.
Okay.
Sure. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
I like it.
I like it.
All right. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kevin?
Who's this?
Kevin, it's Virgin Mornings. Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax. We're all here from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey.
Hey, what?
It's interesting that you asked. We're calling about Joanna.
Just right to it.
Yeah, well, we might as well, right? Yeah. We know that you ghosted her, and we would just like to know why.
Really?
Really?
Wow. Really, yeah.
guys, please.
I feel like I'm being pranked or something. Okay. I'm not going to say anything negative about Joanna if that's what you guys are trying to
do.
We're
not negative. We're just looking for answers, detectives.
Okay. Well, I guess, like, we had a good time.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it was just, we went on a picnic and everything was fine. I guess really what it came down to was her dog. It's just so annoying, you know?
Man.
Like her dog was acting, her dog was on the date and it was acting up?
A little bit. Like, I have a dog. My dog's really well trained and her dog was not trained at all. Like, she seemed really cute. She was fun.
Okay, but so like, what was the dog doing?
She's running around all over, eating grass, bothering other people. Every few minutes, she would have to go and get him back. And I was like,
no.
She didn't even have him on a leash.
See, okay, it's not that in this particular case, it's not that the dog is unattractive. It's the owner with the dog out of control that becomes unattractive. And I get that. I have well-trained dogs, I don't like it.
Do you?
I do have well-trained dogs. They escape from time to time, but most of the time they come back. But in all honesty, like, dogs are going to be dogs, right?
Yeah.
But if it's almost, it seems like if your dog is interrupting someone else's day, and you know that and you do nothing about it, to me it's like you're inconsiderate. And that, as a potential dating partner, I'd be like, I'm with you, man. I get that. I get that.
Yeah, I feel like your dog is often, like, not to sound eccentric, but like a reflection of who you are, like as a person, you know, like how well you maintain it, the kind of, I know it's not always the case, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of responsibility to have a dog. You don't just
sure want
to train it.
Now, hear me out. As the owner of a very poorly behaved dog that I have to apologize for all the time. Like, when I'm going on dates, do you think the person's just not giving me another chance because my dog's screaming at other dogs, like if we go for a walk? Yes?
I believe that's what we're saying. Yes.
I thought that would change your mind.
You know what? Hold on. What? Whoa.
Guys, what do I hate more than anything in the world?
What do you
a scene? I hate scenes. Yeah. I hate it when people or their things make a scene, and that dog would make a scene, and I would not have time for that.
So, Kevin,
I get it.
Kevin, TJ and I get you. Jax understands what it's like to be on the other side because Jax also refuses to be a responsible dog owner.
I'm trying. He's
so
hard.
Here's the 4 pounds. he's like a 4-pound dog. Anyway, Kevin, the reason we're calling today is we wanted to see if maybe you'd like to go. Normally it would be a second date, but I guess technically it'd be a first date on your own. Would you be willing to go on a first date with Joanna?
Well, I guess that all depends. Like, would Joanna even want to go out again, you know? Like, even though I haven't really been texting her.
Well,
like, they're basically ghosted her,
you
know?
Interesting. We have a solution. Why don't we ask her? Joanna?
Yes.
Joanna,
she's trying to play cool.
She was following the rules. But Joanna's been on the phone the whole time, Kev.
Yeah, she was quiet because she was trying to get her dog to stop barking.
Hey, hey.
All right. First of all, my dog is adorable and perfect and is my child.
That
so
is
you.
Right. You tell him. You tell him.
Okay.
But I do really feel really embarrassed and I feel bad because he can be a lot. Like, he's a loud little barker, and he just is a little crazy. So I'm so sorry that was the reason. I didn't even think about that. So
yeah,
I'm down to go for another date. I will have a sitter or just leave the dog at home if that is the problem. But I'm down with that, and if things go well, maybe you can help me train him.
Oh, hey, how did that sound sexy?
Wow. I didn't know it did.
Hey, boy, you want to train together?
When your mind is as gross as ours, everything does. Can't cap, what do you think, man?
A water bottle.
Firstly, wow, I didn't know you were on the line.
Hello. But,
I think we should go out on another date. I'm sorry for saying that. It just, I don't know. That day just bothered me, you know, like, it was just such a weird way. But I think, like, you're so cute, and I'd love to give it another shot.
There you go.
There it is.
All right.
Imagine if you thought her dog was cute.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't mean the dog isn't cute. Okay. It just means we need to rein the dog in a little bit.
I feel upset. But I hope that you two have a great future.
Joanna, what's his name, the dog?
Pluto.
That's a great name.
Guys, I'm on board now. Yeah. I love Pluto. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, guys.
Yay!
We're excited for you.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So you ghost somebody because their dog is not well behaved. Which, you know, I don't actually blame you too much. Because sometimes it can be reflective of how together you have things. Sometimes the dog's just a dog.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard to extrapolate after meeting somebody for half an hour how things actually are in their life. But I can understand there was a bit of a red flag there, or at least a yellow flag, just a little bit of a caution.
I don't know. I think he was a little too hard on her.
Well, they're going back out, so it can't be that bad. Yeah. Now, TJ, what are the text messages?
Text from the 647. Joanna did a hell of a job staying quiet over the phone. It's been a while since a ghosted call went interrupted, and I loved the outcome.
Mm-hmm. That's true, actually.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about how strong she was to just let him just talk crap about her and her dog for about 2 minutes or so.
The fact that she wasn't... I was, when I brought her on, I was like, oh, she's going to be mad.
Yeah.
Wasn't mad.
No, she was lovely. Okay. I mean, maybe she was quietly angry, but she was lovely nonetheless.
It's fine.
Last one from the 416 here. Sorry, but that is ridiculous. Blaming her for her dog's behavior. Not sure why I would go out with him after that, but I wish them the best.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. There are no such thing as bad dogs, and any trainer will tell you this. There are bad owners.
No, my dog's bad.
You see, Jax.
No.
Here's the thing.
Any dog trainer will tell you it's not the dog.
I know.
It's the owner. So, I don't blame him.
No, like you said earlier, it might be a little bit of a window into the future, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's got a well-trained dog. Maybe he's going to have to be the one that just takes over the training.
Yeah.
Jax, what?
I think he was too hard on her.
Coming up. More.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is pushing back, upping the gathering numbers past 5 people. Doug Ford announced on Monday in his press conference that some parts of reopening the province may go a little slower than initially planned, at least when it comes to people being able to hang out with groups of loved ones again. Health Minister Christine Elliott says that they are reluctant to open up gathering allowance because the new case counts are not dropping as much as they had hoped.
Yeah.
They're hovering above 400 a day right now. Speaking of which, is the real reason for the rise in COVID cases your mom's fault? No, it's not a joke, and no, we're not in the 10th grade.
Your mom?
Yeah, your mom's the reason.
Ontario's top doctors have maintained that since case numbers started spiking last week, that the increase is not related to the lifting of some restrictions under stage 1 of the reopening plan, as some people have suggested. What they are saying, though, is that Mother's Day was like two and a half weeks ago, and they're saying that maybe all the gathering to go see your mom on Mother's Day.
It's understandable.
And the weather kind of starting to turn around that time. Like, it all just kind of makes sense. People are claiming to have spotted murder hornets in Ontario. I'm sure at this point you've seen those videos floating around on Facebook of the murder hornet making its way to North America. Well, a couple posts have been circulating the last couple days out of Niagara Falls. People claiming that they have caught murder hornets.
Stop it.
One post said, "This is a murder hornet. My mom found it while gardening this morning. I live in Niagara Falls and they are here." And then they attached a video of a hornet buzzing in a jar. Insect experts, or insexperts, if you will. Does that work for anybody?
It does. It works for me.
Okay,
like it.
Okay, great. Saw the video and have basically told people to chill out because those are just regular European hornets, not murder hornets. I, for one, am shocked that someone was able to disprove news from Facebook.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. It's the bastion of truth. Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, yeah, it's terrifying, but you have to remember, people live where the murder hornets live elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
So it's...
At least we don't have death snakes, you know?
We do.
Okay, don't
not a lot of them, but there are rattlers in Ontario.
I mean, you know I can't handle death snakes.
By the way, they're saying murder hornets are about 5 centimeters long.
I'm out of here, dude.
So
that's big.
Yeah, you'll notice them when they're here. You'll be like, oh, that's it.
It's
right
like
there.
A 747 flying overhead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, terrifying world we live in. And that's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ, for the most scary trending ever. But hey,
I got you.
The good news, it is a sunny day. It feels like 26 already. Going to go up to feeling like 36, but it's 31 right now in Toronto. Post Malone, Circles, Virgin Radio.
Wild TJ and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
And it's time to get smooth for a smoothie. Lay your best pickup line on TJ.
Yep.
Because TJ's the one that needs to be picked up.
He's so awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does not take
the only one with
well.
A girlfriend definitely needs to be picked up.
So we got callers 9 and 10. They're ready to go. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys.
David!
Hey, good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
All right, are we ready to get smooth for a smoothie?
Yep.
Absolutely.
So Aviv is going to give you, one of you, free smoothies for 3 months, the entire summer, basically. All you have to do is drop your best, smoothest pickup line on Mr. TJ O'Halloran. Now, who do you want to start with, TJ? Because it's kind of up to you.
Ooh. You know what? Let's start with David.
Start with the all man. Right. There we go. I like that.
Shut up.
This is what I'm into. This is what I'm into.
All right, David. Get smooth for a smoothie with TJ, David.
Hey, TJ, are you like an N95 mask? Because I want you on my face.
Oh, my God.
What is with people on the face? Yes, and why am I always on them?
Just once.
So filthy.
All right.
Wow.
Mary, good luck for following that opening act.
Interested to see how you make your face involved in this, Mary.
Okay, TJ, now I know you are a big fan of space and stars and the planets, right?
Yeah.
So I just have to ask you, TJ, is that a telescope in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
Mary came back strong.
You know,
on that.
She was confident.
Wow.
Very sexy. Very sexy.
And yeah, she had. Yeah. She kind of. I felt like she was gonna laugh over it, like I do over every punchline. But she nailed it. She pulled it out. All right, now.
Mary.
You know, I really appreciated David keeping the theme going of faces.
Face riding. Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, I felt very desired that Mary knew some of my deepest. Darkest loves.
Listen,
she knows she that listens. I love space.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mary.
Yay.
All for lying about what's in my pants.
Now, David, this does not preclude you from winning tomorrow. All you have to do is find another face-related thing to talk about.
No, don't. No more faces. No more faces.
Thank you to you
keep
both. You are hilarious.
You're both great.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Did Taylor Swift... make up a fake band.
Oh, dear.
I love this story.
Well,
it's so good.
The answer is sorta. So the thing is, and it's unfortunate because I don't think she actually wants this, but it always sort of seems like Taylor Swift's at war. Right?
There's always a battle.
This one, however, though, is one that I can totally get behind.
Yeah.
And this is her old record label, Big Machine, sold her back catalog for $300 million to Scooter Braun, who is Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande's manager, I believe Demi Lovato as well. Now,
also her nemesis.
He does not have $300 million. Her back catalog of songs are not worth $300 million. And that's an important piece of information. I'm telling you that for context so I can tell you this. Taylor Swift made up a band called Jack Leopards and the Dolphin Club.
Okay, where...
Okay, so there's a show called Killing Eve. You may have heard of it. It's on CTV. Big show. It's like 3 seasons in, and people are really jacked about it. Wins a bunch of awards, that sort of thing. Last night, fans of Taylor Swift were delighted to hear, "Look What You Made Me Do" during the episode, but it wasn't Taylor Swift's original version. Instead, it was performed by a band called Jack Leopards and the Dolphin Club. Well, who is that? And she shared a snippet of this. And fans think that she was involved in the recording of it. The cover is the first and only known song by this band, Jack Leopards and the Dolphin. And fans believe that the vocals are sung by her brother, Austin. She has a brother. His name is Austin.
Yep. Love him.
Now, he once named his Twitter account The Dolphin Club.
Sure.
So that's where they think it came from. Are you with me so far?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so far.
And the person she collaborated with on the song is Jack Antonoff. So okay. Jack Leppard's and the Dolphin Club.
Okay.
Now, one of the writers credited, sorry, producers credited on this song, this cover, is a guy named Nils Sjöberg.
This is nuts.
Okay.
You blew my mind with this today.
So I'm going to pull this up. And I think it's really important that you listen to this song because we are going to play a song that you know quite well, okay? And it's done by Calvin Harris and Rihanna, except for the part where it's not. So this is Rihanna.
Yeah. This blows my mind.
So listen to the chorus of this song, and I want you to really listen. That voice and this Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So am I the only one who didn't know that? Because they sound the exact same, right? Like, it doesn't switch. I had no idea that's Taylor Swift singing on that part.
Yes. So that news came out when Taylor and Calvin broke up. Yes. And I guess, like, her fans were going after him, and he put out some statement being like, you know, you're doing the same thing you did to Katie to me, basically.
What the hell?
So basically what happened was Calvin Harris and this person, Nils Sjöberg, wrote that in his kitchen. Nils Sjöberg is Taylor's alter ego. And it's just something that she uses. So
a pseudonym.
Yeah. And so people figured out that was Taylor Swift, right? But it's because her name is not directly credited to this song. It goes to Nils Sjöberg. She will still get credit for it. And he did use her voice on it because Rihanna's voice is a little bit lower than Taylor's. So the high parts, I mean, Rihanna's singing here.
So this is Rihanna.
This is Rihanna. And then it will switch. Now. Right here.
That's Taylor Swift singing.
Yeah. So Calvin Harris was able to manipulate that song and change it into... So anyway, that's crazy. So we told you all that to tell you this. This Nils Sjöberg and Jack Antonoff, who wrote this song, are now credited to producing this track. And what this means is she has cut her old record label out of the money that she made off playing it on Killing Eve. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Because she's even going back and recording the original versions of her song so that the old record label won't get money for it. But the crazy part is the song that she chose is Look What You Made Me Do, which if you read into that as well, Look What You Made Me Do. Like, there's a layer to that.
This is such a mess and so interesting.
Yeah, it's
a
disaster.
That's wild.
And it's interesting, too, because... like I said before, the $300 million that was paid for Taylor Swift's back catalog is more than the Beatles got. Now, that was years ago, but the Beatles had a much bigger back catalog. And the thing is that it's almost going to be impossible for them to make the money back on it because they've put out some live recordings and stuff like that. But I don't know how you could potentially even start to make up $300 million on Taylor Swift's back catalogs. The albums have been sold. They've been out for years.
Yeah.
And no one buys albums anymore. So, she's putting Scooter Braun and Big Machine in a bit of a tough spot.
Good for her.
Oh, the plot thickens, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford is telling people who went to Bellwoods this weekend to get tested for COVID-19. Buckle up. This story gets confusing.
Okay.
He said, I'm disappointed to say the least with everyone that showed up to Trinity Bellwoods on Saturday. Why don't you do us all a favor and go get tested now? Go to a local hospital or assessment center and get tested. So he said that. And then the province's Associate Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Barbara Yafe, says that in fact people should not go get tested, but instead wear masks, watch out for symptoms, and avoid vulnerable people. Translation, who knows what to do at this point?
Yeah, I think that's actually probably what we're going to have to do long term. Like, I think
more
she's
testing.
More testing, but I think she's got a point of, okay, so we can test and test and test and test. But the reality is, first off, it takes like 2 weeks to get the results, doesn't it?
I think they have a faster test.
Do they?
Now.
Okay.
It's a little bit less than 2 weeks.
But the reality is that, like, we're going to be living in this for a while, and there's not going to be a vaccine, so we're going to have to wear masks, avoid people who are vulnerable, and keep the social distancing up in public. I think that's the new reality, and I think that's probably where she was going with that.
Speaking of Bellwoods, Toronto parks could be getting safe distancing circles. You might have seen these pictures floating around in parks like New York City and San Francisco. So basically what it is these circles that are painted on the ground, and they're a safe distance away from other circles in the park. So it allows you to go, you sit in your bubble, and you can still enjoy the park while doing so in a very safe way. And it sounds like Trinity Bellwoods could be a pilot project for this in Toronto, and that's according to CP24. Elon Musk and Grimes had a baby the other week, and people were kind of giving it a hard time because the name is ridiculous. It's a bunch of letters that apparently say X-A12 Musk, but it's spelled A, some weird A-E letter A, and then the number 12. Well, they then found out it's illegal in California to have a name that doesn't use, or that uses numbers and doesn't use letters of the alphabet, so they had to make a slight change to the name.
Huh.
It's still X-A12. But instead of the number 12, they use the Roman numeral for 12. Because Elon Musk still loves them memes.
Wow.
I know. It's just a wild story.
Yeah, man. That is crazy.
I assume the baby's going to go by Ash.
Probably.
Or maybe he's like, no, call me X-A12.
Yeah, and write it all out every time.
I wish the baby luck. That's all I'm going to say. I'm biting my tongue over here.
And good luck at Starbucks. Toronto is in an official heat warning, so don't wear a coat like I did yesterday, because I am a fool. Environment Canada issued the warning for Toronto yesterday because temperatures cut above 30. They felt close to the 40 degrees at some point during the day with the humidity. Today and tomorrow, not going to be much colder. They're saying it's going to get up to 31 this afternoon and feel much warmer. And then Thursday, we're going to be around like 27 degrees again. So the government's reminding you, stay hydrated as much as possible and stay in a cool place, like your house.
Mm.
The cool guy zone, as I like to call my house.
Nobody likes that.
I hope you do.
Nobody likes that.
Everybody calls my apartment the cool guy zone.
You don't ever have anyone over.
I didn't pick it. It was assigned. That's just trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Okay, so if you want to watch Ghosted, it was brand new this morning. If you want to watch it, it's on Instagram right now on Virgin Radio Toronto. We hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy the heat. Woo! Robin's up next. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.